This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That we do have a very important conversation which speaks about voluntarism, which is one of the very important things that we should be doing in South Africa and across the globe, in fact, to give back to the community in celebration of Utata Madiba Nelson Mandela. And in studio today, via video link, I've got colleagues from Committee for South African Solidarity, which is ECOSAS, all the way from the United States. I did mention that they're having a very late night this evening on their side. But we do have also Dr. Shozi. He likes to be called by Mvanozelo Shozi, Dr. Mvanozelo Shozi, from Community Engagement. He's also joining us representing MUT there, which is a conversation as we see now just this morning about a masterclass that is being hosted tomorrow here at MUT. Colleagues, thank you so, so much for joining us on MUT Radio, and good morning, or should I say good evening to you?
All right, good morning to you. Thank you so much. Having us.
Thank you so, so much for taking this time and speaking with us on MUT Radio. If I may just allow maybe just a few minutes for everyone to just introduce themselves, who they are and what they represent.
Wonderful. Well, I just wanted to firstly say thank you so much for inviting us to speak to you today. We're very excited to talk to you all the way from Berkeley, California. We had the honor of hosting Vice Chancellor Dr. Sabia and three other administrators with her here at our office back in May. And I'm very excited to speak to you directly by radio. So my name is Nicole Richards. I'm the operations manager and full-time organizer with Committee for South African Solidarity. And COSIS has all members all over the U.S. and in South Africa. And I've been volunteering with COSIS as a full-time organizer since 2012 and took on the responsibility as operations manager in 2016. I'm from Johannesburg, and I was raised there originally until my mom and my two sisters moved to the United States in 2005 to a small community in Northern California. And I got involved with COSIS because I was very disturbed because I saw the poverty in the United States and how that kept growing, and of course how that at the same time exists in South Africa and for the same causes. And I saw how somehow working people, no matter how much they work, always continue to struggle while the wealthy few continue to get wealthier. So I wanted to do something to change that. And I found, a grassroots organization, and was organizing originally efforts of farm workers and other low paid workers in the area where I lived, until I found COSIS in the Bay Area. And I saw it definitely takes a strong organization and not individual acts to make the greatest impact to change things.
Hey, greetings. I'm Serena Sechugu. I'm the administrative assistant and also full-time volunteer organizer here at COSIS. My family's from Rwanda, you know, a small country in East Africa. I grew up in Sonoma, though, which is just north here of Berkeley. And I began organizing during the COVID-19 pandemic, when I saw communities and businesses in the communities shutting down, families losing loved ones, my friends losing their jobs. And I had a wake-up call, and I wanted to know what I could do about the conditions of poverty that I saw. So I began volunteering with a grassroots organization in Oakland, made up of the lowest paid service workers in the community, canvassing every week in low income communities. And I saw some of the worst poverty conditions that I'd ever seen. People without running water, thousands of dollars in debt from losing work, rationing food, forgoing medical care and dental care. I heard stories of people having their electricity shut off and their children being taken away. And so these were, some of the conditions that I saw back home in Rwanda. And I was shocked to see that that existed here in the U.S. And so I joined COSIS in 2022 as a full-time volunteer organizer, because not only did I see, you know, shared problems between working people here in South Africa and South Africa and the African continent, and that those problems are linked, but so are those solutions. So I'm very happy to be on this interview with you all.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Kay Peterson. I've been with COSIS since April as the volunteers coordinator, and I'm working towards becoming full-time. I moved to the Bay Area for school about a year ago and to work as a nanny, and I found COSIS. I organize with COSIS because I see how many people face the same struggles internationally, and I believe that coming together is the best way to affect change. And I believe in a world where resources are all shared and all people have access to a safe and healthy life, but I know that we all have to unite in order to build that world.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Isaiah Chambers. I coordinate speaking engagement for COSIS like this one, and I have been volunteering with COSIS since 2023. I am a native of the Bay Area, and I volunteer because as an educator in the Oakland Unified School District, I have seen the direct impact of the U.S. government's policies on our youth, with disinvestments of education, with school closures, and a lack of resources. I've joined COSIS to further my understanding of how to change some of these conditions. I appreciate y'all for having us.
Thank you so much.
I am Colin Waterhouse. I'm the procurement coordinator here at COSIS. I am from San Diego and have been volunteering since November of last year. As procurement coordinator, I get supplies that the organization needs in order to reduce COSIS's financial needs. It also helps build relationships with businesses that support COSIS. I volunteer because I feel it's imperative to make sure that the world is a better place for all people on the planet. COSIS promotes these policies like the Sustainable Development Goals, which are leading for a better future.
Thank you. Dr. Shwez?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kenneth, for holding the fort, ensuring that such a wonderful interaction is happening. Thank you to MUT Radio. Thank you to Prof. Swear. Thank you to Mr. Simkhize for ensuring that something like this happened. I'm Mfano Zile Shozi. I grew up in Mbombole and Redwe, and those are two rural areas. Both of them were affected by violence during apartheid, political and faction fighting. I work here at Mangosuthu University of Technology as a deputy director responsible for community engagement and development directorate. We have a Professor Konke Mandleni, who heads this department. Our department make sure that the university interacts with the community to ensure that the research that we conduct in communities were also able to go back to communities and share our research findings, and ensure that the community as well have an access to the things that we do. We have a number of partnerships that we have with various community organizations as an institution, and we sign memorandum of understandings to actually put all those agreements on paper. And we also partner in terms of programs that we run as a university with those communities, and those communities as well partner with us. We believe in the scholarship of engagement, that the research that we conduct should truly involve community members. As a university as well, we have what we call anchor strategy, where we anchor our programs from communities. More especially, this university is the only university that is wholly constructed in a township. So in Umlazi, which is one of the biggest townships in South Africa. And therefore, the anchor strategy is always biased towards the work that we do with Umlazi communities. Of course, the university is for everyone. Any student could actually come and study here from whichever corner of the world. But because we find ourselves in this community, which is also plagued by a lot of problems, we also ensure that we engage communities. This month, as our host has said, is Mandela Month, and we're engaging various communities to ensure that we assist where we could actually assist. And we take students with us, lecturers with us, and everybody to actually engage in communities and assist where they could actually assist. In communities as well, they've access to actually ensure that they actually assist us in terms of actually lighten us in terms of what are the problems that are really troubling various communities here in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shozi. I know Dr. Shozi and the whole department in Apanaga CAD, they're very huge on giving back to the community, going back to the community, actually having some volunteers from MUT going out there to help the community, which is what we are here to talk about, the spirit of volunteerism, which is something very important. I'm not going to say, they're going to say it also, but let's go back to COSAS. When we speak of COSAS, what exactly is a COSAS, and why do you volunteer, or what role do you play in volunteerism?
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you so much. COSAS was started in 1993 and co-founded by the late N.T. Nyker. N.T. Nyker was a stalwart and freedom fighter in the South African struggle, and he was the National Secretary General for the South African Indian Congress and lived and worked in Durban. He was part of the Defiance Campaign in 1952, and then in 1955 was very active with, the Freedom Charter, and was a signatory of that document, and was actually designated to speak at the Congress of the People on the first section of the Freedom Charter, "The People Shall Govern." And due to the apartheid attacks on, of course, of the leaders at that time, him and his family were exiled to Sacramento, California in 1985. And so N.T. started COSAS because he understood that just the end of apartheid then didn't equal the implementation of the Freedom Charter. And he understood that just having the votes and having political power was not enough with economic power, you know, the real control of the resources in the country, and ready to continue to reach out to those people who had participated in the anti-apartheid movement was still needed and continued to be needed towards that goal. So we, of course, know that South Africa has tremendous wealth and resources and can solve its own problems. South Africa has about $60 billion that leaves the country each year, going to the world's largest banks, corporations, individuals. And this is both legally and illegally. So it's an estimated figure. And so it's largely out of the control and the hands of the South African government. So the money then can't be used to be invested back into the communities, fund the healthcare system, the school system, build affordable housing, supporting small businesses that communities both thrive and are sustainable. So that's why we're still organizing. And Kay will tell you a little bit about how do we actually do that, go about that.
Two-pronged program. We publish our newsletter, South African Beacon, on a quarterly basis. The newsletter provides articles and news that tell the true story of post-apartheid South Africa and developments in South Africa, as well as other parts of Southern Africa, to counter the great deal of misinformation, as well as a lack of information in the U.S. about Africa, especially today. And we use that publication to move people into action. Additionally, we conduct our South African Solidarity Campaign as a yearly project centered around requests from COSAS members who are teachers and principals in low-resource schools in Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Northwest, and KZN provinces to build a modern education system. This campaign is not charity. We know that these supplies, which are vitally important in themselves, will not solve the problem. But the process of gathering the supplies And getting the word out to people here in the U.S. gives us a chance to involve more people in solidarity with South Africa and to provide a demonstration of what can happen, what we can accomplish when we prioritize people over profit, and how there are the resources available to solve these problems. And then additionally, we're in the beginning stages of building a self-help mutual benefits committee made up of COSIS members in South Africa and members and volunteers here in the U.S. to get the resources needed to fill requests for 18 schools and under-resourced schools such as computers, desktops, laptops, projectors, and other equipment for their classrooms. We're unable to ship these supplies from the U.S. due to South African regulations for electronics made outside of the country. It's very strict and for good reason. So it's best that we procure the equipment that has been manufactured in South Africa. And yeah, that's a little bit about what COSIS is. It's an all-volunteer membership organization dedicated to the implementation of the Freedom Charter.
I like what you said there, an all-volunteer organization. Can you speak to us why COSIS is an all-volunteer, and to these volunteers, how do you get these volunteers, and how do you find people to actually volunteer in your organization?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. That is correct. We are all volunteer from top to bottom, so no one is paid a salary for any of their participation with COSIS, including the full-time organizers. And we were set up this way, you know, since we were founded. We're all volunteer for a number of reasons, but the most important is that people who participate with COSIS are doing so because they care about the goal and are not there for a paycheck. We support our full-time staff, though, you know, with room and board, provided by our supporters in the community. And we have a large part-time volunteer staff, you know, some like Isaiah and Colin. And we have many volunteers who just have a few hours a week or a month and come in when they can. So we're structured in a way that we have coordinators that are in charge of different areas of the work we do, and we're able to incorporate many different volunteers. And then the funds that we need for supporting our office and printing and shipping and everything else, we raise from community support and do all that we can to try to limit the expenses needed through organizing donations of resources. And then where we find these volunteers, out in the community, we do outreach, speaking engagements, as Isaiah was talking about. And we do that at farmers markets, in classrooms, in churches, in front of grocery stores, and try to reach a cross section of the community. But we have volunteers of all ages and backgrounds.
Wow, man. Exactly 24 minutes before 8. If you have just joined us, welcome on the show. This is Vukubangene Breakfast Show. It's definitely the only way to start your day. Very important conversation we are having this morning. In case you have just joined us, we're speaking with the Committee for South African Solidarity, which is ICOSAS. So find it way back here in South Africa, but now they're based in the US. So we're speaking with them. We're still giving back to the community, Sakubega, with the spirit of volunteerism, and that is exactly what we are talking about here this morning, which is very, very important. Now, I understand Nelson Mandela was a national volunteer in chief and dedicated like about 67 years. That is why every year we celebrate those 67 minutes, because he actually dedicated 67 years to fight for the end of apartheid and implementation of the 1955 Freedom Charter. Now, South Africans are encouraged now to volunteer during this month of July and the spirit of Mandela. I saw a number of programs here at MUT. They were out and about, you know, giving back to the community. We went to primary schools, went to old age home, you know, all these places just to give back and volunteer in these places. What is now your view on why volunteerism is still important in today's aspect?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Volunteerism still plays a big role today in any struggle for justice. You know, no one gives you your freedom. In the freedom fighters who came before us, but not because someone paid them, but because they knew that the current situation was unacceptable and joined together to change it as volunteers. So, you know, we're living in a time when the richest 1% of the world's population made $33.9 trillion in the last 10 years. And with that amount of money, we could have ended poverty like 22 times. And, you know, we're here in the richest country in the world, the United States, but 47.4 million people, about 14% of our population, is food insecure. Over 20,000 people died of malnutrition a year. That's about 60 people a day. And, you know, there's not a direct comparison because finding the right statistics can be a challenge. But in South Africa, at least 15 million people, 23.8% of the population, suffer from food insecurity. More than 1,000 children die from malnutrition each year. And, you know, yet there's food in both the U.S. and South Africa. You know, 30 to 40% of the food is wasted. You know, so we are facing times like Mandela's, and the fight is not won. And we still need the Freedom Charter, and that's why, you know, we're still organizing. And we are organizing to build this international solidarity with working people here and in Africa for the implementation of these goals. And there are many more solutions than there are problems, but it takes commitment to prioritize the well-being of the people and the environment over profit. And volunteering with an organization like COSIS plays a big role in changing things.
And maybe how can we do that? As a South African myself and someone who's listening at home, they would love to join a COSIS and be part of this community of assisting people both here in South Africa and in the United States. How can they go about joining COSIS?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a lot of various ways that you can actually help. You can help us get the truth out by volunteering as a correspondent for the South African Beacon, or submitting articles, sending in photos that go with those articles. We also are in deep need of volunteers, artists, illustrators. We need distributors of South African Beacon to distribute it to people who are interested in your school, your community, organization. And as was mentioned, we are building our self-help mutual benefits committee to procure the donations of computers in South Africa for those schools that need them for their students. You can contact us through our email or our WhatsApp number. Our email is beaconhani@gmail.com. So you spell that as beaconhani@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave us a message at our WhatsApp number, +1-510-251-0998. We really appreciate you guys for letting us on the show today. It was an absolute pleasure.
Wow, thank you so much. It's really amazing, man. And while on that, I know tomorrow is a very exciting day, Dr. Shuzi, and I think this is where I bring you in now. Just to tell us about the masterclass, because I assume tomorrow there's a very important masterclass that is hosted by MUT in collaboration with ECOSIS. Please tell us more about that masterclass, Dr. Shuzi.
Thank you very much. Here in South Africa, there is something called Bulamazolo, which is a warm-up for something big.
Definitely.
So there is that. So in Zulu, when it's in the morning, and that juice, and you must take a stick, and then must make sure that you wipe those juice from the grass, and it's called Bulamazolo. And this is what we're doing to warm up for tomorrow.
Yes.
This is very critical. So tomorrow we're going to have the masterclass. It's going to be 3 p.m. here. I think it'll be early in the morning that side. So,
yeah.
And we are mobilizing students and staff members to join the masterclass. And I'm informed that MUT Radio, I'm not sure, but it's going to connect as well.
Yes, definitely.
But what we'll be doing, they will be talking about volunteerism and and how the three institutions could actually work together. But we're inviting staff and students, because on radio and they're listening, to be part of that. And they must tune in. There's going to be an MS Teams link that is going to be circulated, and everybody must actually tune in and then engage. And our guest speaker will be leading all of us. Will be Nicole Richards from COSAS and other parties from the university as well will actually engage in terms of asking questions, in terms of interacting. And our partners from COSAS as well will be part of that. So we're just inviting everyone to be part of the masterclass tomorrow. So I come from, we call it a masterclass or mistress class, so it should be gender sensitive, but there is that class that all of us are looking forward to tomorrow. And it's the 30th of July tomorrow. So is that a day before the end of Mandela Month, and must also showcase the importance of volunteerism. In South Africa, for example, just before 1994, after 1994, people thought that volunteerism was not important because we've attained democracy and so on. It's only now that everybody's realizing that volunteerism is critical.
Yes.
And I would also like the course, our courses, dedicated just to share the same information that they shared today.
Yes.
So that people also know what is actually happening, how we can actually connect courses. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock South African time on the 30th of July, we are going to have this masterclass. We will be learning a lot from COSAS and see how best we can actually work together, how we can actually improve the lives of South Africans and those of the U.S. citizens that will actually benefit from the two institutions. Thank you very much, Program Director.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shoz. You know, I like what you're saying there, because involving students in this kind of, you know, organizations and projects is very important, which is something that we are doing at MUT, but now in collaboration with COSAS and giving back to the community, as they were saying that they're in high need of volunteers in their organization from South Africa who can actually assist in distributing some of the needs of South Africans. So it would be very interesting to as you were saying, Dr. Shosi, to just hear about COSAS more, even on the masterclass as well, and just to understand what they are. I'm sure will be numbers of volunteers who will be coming in and wanting to join COSAS. So looking forward to it. I cannot wait. Please just remind us of the times, Dr. Shosi, of the masterclass.
The masterclass is on the 10th of July and it starts promptly at 3 o'clock, 1500 hours.
Thank you so much. No, really appreciate it, colleagues. Thank you so much for taking this conversation and, you know, staying up late at night just to be with us on MUT Radio and actually collaborating with us. And thank you so much again, Dr. Shosi, for having an early morning this morning to join us also on MUT Radio. Much appreciated. We're going to connect again tomorrow on the masterclass. Looking forward to it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.